All right, so for tonight, closing session, we have in our midst Apostle Selman. All right? He sent me a text about 45 minutes ago making a request. I won't say what the request was. I told him that I was actually going to tell him that because I had it in my heart for that thing he wanted to say. It just skipped my mind. But I believe that from the conversation we had in the text there, God deposited something deliberately into his heart that he wanted clearance on in order to be able to function in that realm. Tomorrow is Sunday. Most of the churches are doing one service or two services. So relax. Let God bless you tonight. Are you following what I'm saying here? Okay? Don't say that I have to be going right now. Just relax. Hear heaven. And let God do what? Bless you. Tomorrow is just 4 o'clock. And Daddy Gio has said he's speaking for 45 minutes. He will bless you. You will receive impartation. We will rejoice. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let's welcome Apostle Selman.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's give Jesus a big hand clap for Wolfbeck. It's been a phenomenal time learning the word of God. Amen. And I'm really honored to bring the final session. It's a great honor for me because I believe that God has a word for someone, and I believe that what he'll be doing tonight will be a cap and a culmination of everything we began to receive from the start of this conference. You believe that? Say amen.
Amen.
So Pastor Pojo, you and your wife, again, I'm grateful. I'm truly grateful. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. So happy again to see Apostle Grace Lubega. Happy New Year to you and your dear mom. Hallelujah. And then Evangelist Jonathan, God bless you. Such an honor, such an honor. Good to see you. Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend. Who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. One more time. Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend. Could rescue the souls of men. Of the living God, we pray that you will help us again. Let your word come with grace. Tonight, I pray that the sick will be healed. I pray that the oppressed will be delivered. Let your word rest upon our spirits. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please, you may be seated. You may be seated. Hallelujah. So we began a series of discussions on manifesting the kingdom. I may not have the time. I want to make very good use of my time tonight, but just a quick recap. This is part 3, and tonight it also doubles as a time to minister to God's people, manifesting the kingdom. And part one, we looked at an overview of the kingdom, defining the kingdom and explaining the two dimensions of the kingdom as a person, Jesus, an embodiment of the fullness of the Godhead, and then the kingdom as God's prophetic program, an ongoing program. And we said in order of priority, your encounter with the kingdom must begin with the person before the program. Are we together? That your encounter with the person, Jesus, is of more priority. In fact, it's that encounter that empowers you to be effective in that program called Kingdom Come. Hallelujah. And then this morning, we'll mention a few things, but we said that the execution of the Kingdom Come agenda happens through the instrumentality of men. Please do not forget this. Man, as the zenith of God's creation, has always been his strategy. Man is beyond a creature. He's a strategy. He's the official strategy for birthing and sustaining the Kingdom Come agenda. Hallelujah. The Bible says the heaven of heaven belongs to the Lord, but the earth hath he given to the sons of men, or the children of men. And we said a few things this morning that is worth recapping very quickly. We said how that the making of refined men, that it is wonderful to be available, but when you come into the economy of the spirit, you are built. There is a certain stature you must attain to be able to birth the purposes of God effectively as a co-laborer. The Bible calls us partakers of the heavenly calling. And I did tell us in the morning that humans are the highest, the zenith of God's creation, and that every activity upon the earth is man-dependent. We furthermore said that both God and Satan require men for their program to be carried out, the life-giving spirit ministry of Jesus and the ministry of destruction and death, all and both depend on the presence of men. We said furthermore that every man has a role to play in this Kingdom Come project. It's not just left to those in the fivefold, but every man corporately as the church, everyone has a role to play. And we also said the manifestation of God's desire and plan depends on the availability, the willingness, and the yieldedness of men. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I said to us, and let me take it from there, that Kingdom Come, you can call it Kingdom Advance, you can call it the Great Commission, you can call it the End Time Prophetic Program. You're really talking about the same thing. But we said that Kingdom Come is divided into three programs. And it's important we get this foundation, that there is a program for the unbelieving world, there is a program for the church, and there is a program for society. In understanding Kingdom Come, you must approach it from this tripartite dimension. God has a program for the unbelieving world. It's called World Evangelization Global Missions. His desire is that all men be saved and then that they come unto the knowledge of the truth. He has a program for the church. It's called discipleship, the process that cultures the believer to attain maturity and stature in experience. It defines the kind of believer who can be used to birth the purposes of God. And remember yesterday and even this morning, we said in discipling men, there are a number of parameters that we must check in the life of the person. Spiritual maturity has clear indices. Are we together? You can test for spiritual maturity using the index, for instance, of passion for God, using the index of spiritual intelligence, the outworkings of the power of God in a man, the character of the Christ finding expression in a man. Are we together? And then love. These are some of the indices. And we said that in discipling believers to become witnesses, there is a process that is akin to a refinery. And there are three steps that every believer must go through. Number one is called salvation. Remember? That when a believer gets saved, and that in getting saved, there are three gifts you receive. Number one, the gift of forgiveness, Ephesians 1:7. Number two, the gift of righteousness. Number three, the life of God. And that from the time you are saved, you are called an infant, you are a babe. You are introduced to three ministries: the ministry of the Holy Spirit,
the ministry of the word and prayer, and the ministry of a teaching priest. When you are introduced to this ministry, they begin to journey with you through a process called transformation. The name given to the process that makes you become like Christ in experience, activating your organs, helping your spiritual enlightenment. You get to that point where you are transformed. But remaining transformed is wonderful, but it does not leave you an effective witness. You now get to the realm of empowerment. Are we together? Empowerment. Now you are given the spiritual wherewithal to defend the things you know, to defend the things you understand. If you remain at the level of transformation, you will know a lot of things that are true, but you will not be able to give life. You will not be able to manifest and give witness. Acts 4:33, it says, with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Are we together? Praise the name of the Lord. So very quickly, let's go to our final session. John chapter 1 and verse 14 is a very profound scripture. Contained in that scripture is a formula for enforcing the will of God and enforcing the kingdom. So the final part, manifesting the kingdom, our focus tonight will be on enforcing the will of God. The Bible says, and the word was made flesh. Look at that statement very carefully. The word. And you need to understand what the Bible had to say about the word by referring to chapter verse 1, 2, and 3. That word that was in the beginning, are we together? The Bible says the word became. In theology, we call it the law of conversion. How spiritual realities are able to find their material frame and to express themselves in this visible realm. And the word became flesh. When it became flesh, the Bible says it dwelt. It dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father. And that which dwelt among us was full of grace, and it was full of truth. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So Jesus was praying, and he said, thy kingdom come. And then he said, your will be done in earth. When you look at the KJV rendition of that scripture, Matthew 6 and verse 10, it doesn't do justice to your understanding, because it now says your kingdom come, and it puts a full stop there. Then it says your will be done. The statement your will be done is an explanation as to how the kingdom comes. So he says your kingdom comes anywhere your will is done. Are we together? Your will is done is how his kingdom comes. It's not your kingdom come and then a separate agenda, your will be done. The only way the kingdom of God is made manifest in a place is when his will, are we together? His will is enforced. To the degree to which the will of God is enforced in a territory, in a life, that is the degree to which the kingdom comes. This is very important. And notice he said, let it come in earth, not just on earth. And so there are two dimensions within you, as that earthen vessel that has been shown mercy and glory, and then across your sphere, every strata of human activities. And so I walk with us very quickly tonight, showing us by the Spirit how to enforce the will of God. Manifesting the kingdom of God begins in the place of prayer. Manifesting the kingdom of God, manifesting the will of God in your life, in my life, and in our territory begins in the place of prayer and an understanding of the word of God. Please write that and pay very close attention. You will never be able to manifest the kingdom in reality void of a life of prayer and void of an investment to understand the word of God, to understand the ways of God. Any investment made in prayer and in understanding the word of God is an investment that eventually leads to kingdom come. So manifesting the kingdom begins in the place of prayer and in the understanding of the word of God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And you see, from the ministry of prayer and the word, there are a number of treasures that we derive. I hope I'll be able to list a few. When you find a man who is invested in the ministry of prayer, you find a man invested in the ministry of the word, there are a number of possibilities that are activated in the life of that man eventually. For instance, wisdom. For instance, faith. Are we together? For instance, power. For instance, vision. For instance, utterance. And then the timing component that comes with every prophecy. These are examples of the riches that are drawn in the place of prayer. When you invest your life, you invest yourself in strategic, consistent prayer and the ministry of the word, you are able to access and even activate the wisdom of God. The faith of the Son of God is activated from within you. Are we together? And with it, you will do wonders and manifest possibilities. Furthermore, you access the power of the Holy Spirit. Genuine apostolic power for signs and wonders cannot be outside of the ministry of prayer and the ministry of the Word of God. You access vision. It's in the place of prayer you hear and you see. It says, I will stand upon my watch and I will set myself upon the tower that I will see what you will say unto me. When you invest in the ministry of the word, when you invest in the ministry of prayer, eventually a vision is cast before you that defines your role in this kingdom come. Are we together? And then in addition to vision, one of the things you receive is the timing component. I tell you this, you can receive a vision and execute it using the strength of the flesh and not by divine timing, you will still fail. The Bible says in Luke 1:80 that John remained in the wilderness until his season of appearing. Once you are functioning under the earth, it operates by the law of time and season. So God can show you something right now, but the execution of it will be in 5 years. And let me tell you, the grace for that execution will not come when he speaks. It will come when the timing is right. So you can deploy the strength of the flesh to fulfill a vision that is God ordained, and you will fail for that 5 years until your life coincides with divine timing. Then you will call it breakthrough. But it was largely disobedience for the 5 years. Is someone learning now? You make your journey easier when you learn to understand the timing that accompanies divine reality. So this is very important. Now, I will give you, let's see. I'm looking at what to cut and what to not cut. The Bible calls us kings and priests, Revelation chapter 5 and verse 10. We have been made unto our God, the Bible says, a kingdom of priests or kings and priests, and that we reign on earth. So it defines the pattern for our dominion upon the earth. It says we are kings and we are priests. That means if we're to enforce the will of God, we must sustain this king-priest dimension. And any believer, any person, any territory that works in keeping with this formula will always be able to import and transmute the kingdom of God. So there is priesthood. Say priesthood. One more time. Say priesthood. Then there is kingship. Say kingship. Yes. It's very important. In enforcing the kingdom and the will of God, it always starts with priesthood. This is the business of the spirit. Are we together? And when the realm of the spirit is sorted, then you are empowered to now begin to execute as a king. This is important. Every time you begin your life just from that kingly dimension, you have corrupted the formula. It always starts from priesthood. Then the strength, the treasure, the wisdom that is derived from priesthood becomes your empowerment to execute it. So you want to start business, you don't start by looking for land. You don't start by registering your company in CAC. No, you start from priesthood. Are we together now? And I'll be telling you shortly what happens when you invest in priesthood. By priesthood, I mean prayer. I mean inquiring from the Lord, the word of God, making sure your spiritual coordinates are right. Now, most times, believers ignore priesthood. They are all about execution and they begin to do things and they do things in the strength of the flesh. Then they don't get results. Then when they fail and fail and fail, they return back to priesthood that they should have started from. And they go back to complain and say, Lord, why are things not working? And God said, well, you were on your own. Are you seeing now? It is king priest, but really it is priesthood first. Please understand this formula. Because if we are to enforce the will of God, we must follow that pattern. So I'll list for you very quickly. I have written here six. and we'll run because I want us to have some time to pray. Are you ready to pray tonight? The first way we enforce the kingdom, we enforce the will of God, is through prophetic intercession. Prophetic intercession. Write that down, please. In prophetic intercession, we enforce the will of God in prayer. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 7. 2 Corinthians 1:11. My apologies that I have to just rush with us. We're trying to do justice to the time that we have. Prophetic intercession. The move of God will never happen in any life and in any territory that is void of a significant moment of investment, of prayer and intercession. Everybody say prayer. Prayer. Say intercession. One more time, say prayer. Prayer. Say intercession. You know, we talk about the word coming, but we forget that for about 60 years, there was a prophetess in the temple who literally sacrificed her life from the time her husband died. And all she did was to pray down the consolation of Israel. Are we together now? Yes. The program of God in any territory is as effective as the prayer and intercessory systems that are within that territory. Let me repeat myself again. The program of God, the advancement of the program of God in any life and across any territory is as effective as the prayer and intercessory systems within that territory. I sought for a man, Ezekiel 22 and verse 30, who would stand in the gap and make up the hedge. I sought for a man, Ezekiel 6 and verse 8, who shall we go? And who shall we send and who shall go for us? He said, here am I, send me. You always will have to find prophetic intercessors. The move of God always starts with prayer. And I'm not just talking of 5 minutes, 1 day, 2 days, an extended moment of investing in the Spirit. An intercession, you see, covers at least three things. When you are administering intercession over a life and a territory, watch this. The first thing you do is establish victory over the demonic forces that are assigned to frustrate the program of God across that territory. Do you understand this? Territories have designations of demonic spirits. Individuals have designations of demonic spirits. I desire to come to you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. So in the ministry of intercession, you are able to establish the victory that is in Christ, warding off the arsenals, the infrastructure of darkness that's over lives and over territories to the end that God's program will find a right of way. You believe that? Shout amen.
Amen.
Number two, when you intercede, you pray for an investment of wisdom, faith, and power upon the ministers, the vessels that will be used by God to birth his program. It's important. Without that tripartite combination of wisdom, faith, and power, the ministers of the gospel, and by ministers, I don't just mean preachers, all who serve the program of God will remain impotent except and unless they are under the influence of wisdom, faith, and power. Wisdom, faith, and power. So in the place of intercession, you are working in partnership with the Holy Spirit, that grace be multiplied upon all who serve the program of God. Is someone learning now? And then number three, when you are interceding, you pray that God opens up the hearts of men. Because you see, this is the world of men. And men can stand as a blockade even to the advancement of God's program. Three things you must pay attention to when you intercede. Again, very quickly. Number one, you pray establishing the victory that is in Christ over demonic forces that are assigned across lives, families, territories. Number two, you pray that wisdom, that faith, that power be activated in multiplied proportions in the life of those who serve the grace of God. And number three, you pray that the hearts of men be open first to the gospel and then to God's program. I tell you this, do you know sometimes you can be even at a board meeting and certain frustrations that you face is demonically engineered? Why something that will advance a nation? Are you not surprised that sometimes the policies that are passed in our nation, in our continent, you are wondering who was there and who was not there? You have to pray that God opens the hearts of men, not just to the gospel, but to partner with his program. Is someone learning now? Praise the name of the Lord. Let's hurry up. Number two, the second way we enforce the kingdom, in addition to prophetic intercession, ready? Manifesting the values of the kingdom. We call them the fruit of the spirit. The second way we enforce the will of God, we manifest the kingdom across our territory, is by manifesting the values of the kingdom. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, when you begin to read from verse 16 down to 22, it contrasts the work of the flesh and the work of the spirit. Hallelujah. Then when we get to verse 22, he says, but the fruit of the spirit is love. And he begins to list a variety, those expressions of the fruit that the Holy Spirit produces through a recreated human spirit. I tell you this, any territory, I said this one time while I was preaching, when you say you are looking for an honest secretary, what you are really looking for is God in a man. You may not be able to give it language, but you are searching for God in a man. You call that person faithful, you call that person true, you call that person loyal, but what you are looking for when you place that job offer, it's the human spirit searching for God in men. And to the degree to which you find it, you are happy to employ the person. You say you are kind, you are loving. Are we together now? Only the Holy Ghost can produce men that look like Christ. It's important you understand this. And when you do find such men, our territory and our society is in desperate need for men and women whose life reflect the values of the kingdom. So prophetic intercession on one hand, number two, reflecting the values of love, of kindness. There are many, many Christians who walk in hate. There are many, many Christians who are not kind. Are we together? They are not faithful. They are not true. They profess Christianity, but when it has to do with the fruit of the Spirit, they betray the investment of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Manifesting the values of the kingdom, the nature of Christ. For instance, love. The Bible says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. Not when you pray in tongues. Are we together? Not when you run crusades around. Not when, he says, when you have love. Not for me, love for one another. So just using that alone. Number three, very quickly. The third way we manifest the kingdom, we enforce the kingdom, we enforce the will of God, is an open display of the manifold wisdom of God. Please pay attention to this. An open display of the manifold wisdom of God. This is where creativity comes in. This is where leadership comes in. This is where witty inventions, science, arts, excellence. You see that now? So it starts with prophetic intercession, and then it moves to the nature of Christ, finding expression, not just through one man, not just through one man of God, not just through a few people, a widespread manifestation of the nature of God, the culture of the kingdom. And then number three, we come to the display of the wisdom of God. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 10, to the intent that now, unto principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church, the manifold, multi-layered, multifaceted wisdom of God. Say wisdom. I hope you know science is a manifestation of the wisdom of God. I was saying yesterday, imagine what airplanes, the contribution that airplanes alone have made to the advancement of God's program. That's how we came here. That's how we'll leave to somewhere else. How about your apps? How about, do you know how many people's spiritual lives have been enhanced just because they have access to the gospel? Through phones, I'm speaking right now, and nations are following thanks to science. Don't fight science. Don't fight arts. They are the bodies that spiritual realities wear to manifest the glory of God. Is someone learning now? The wisdom of God. Many times believers alienate themselves from the matters of science and technology, and we feel that it's a disruption to our being spiritual. You are robbing creation of a dimension of the glory of God. That is why God has to make do with unbelievers. It should be an insult to our investment in spiritual things that you hardly find believers coming up with ideas. We claim we spend time in prayer, we spend time fasting, and yet the ones who keep bringing the inventions that we helplessly depend upon do not seem to acknowledge God. By what strategy do they draw these realities? Because we know for a surety that what they present to us is not earthbound. It came from the realm of the spirit. I'm praying in the name of Jesus Christ that someone from tonight, you will receive an impartation and a grace, listen to me, that will cause you to go to the place of prayer, and you will come up with an idea that will literally define a civilization. Take away the social media platforms, for instance. Don't worry about the wrong use of them. Take away the social media platform. Take away phones. Are we together? Take away some of these technological, supplies. Take away airplanes. And from a kingdom standpoint, see how difficult it is going to be to serve the purposes of God. Wisdom. Wisdom. Say, I receive wisdom. Say it again. Say, I receive wisdom. The Bible said, doth not wisdom cry. My goodness, the church of God needs to tap into divine wisdom. Divine wisdom, sir. As a CEO, divine wisdom. Divine wisdom. Divine wisdom that can turn the economy of a nation. This is what happened with Joseph. This is what happened with Daniel. They were not just men of God. Daniel was a prophet, but he was acknowledged for his wisdom. Oh, king, don't be in a hurry. Allow me sleep over this matter. I will bring you answers. And the Bible says he went and tapped into priesthood. And then the secret was revealed unto Daniel. He got back and said, King, I have your answers. Keep your gifts. I have your answers. Let me manifest to you the dominion of a kingdom higher and greater than yours. My goodness, that a company will invite someone and give you a job, and in 3 months, they have a turnover that they've not had in 5 years because you brought an idea by the Holy Ghost beyond your study. It came by the Spirit. Listen. You should be able to transmute divine realities in a way that you can have a data representation of the glory of God. That you can check the facts and say, because of the presence of this brother, this sister, and the wisdom that has come from them, this organization has gone forward. Someone shout wisdom. It's a major dimension of the glory of God that needs to be manifested in our world. I don't know about you, but I have prayed and I continue to pray that the wisdom of God will be both resident, multiplied, and activated within my spirit. That in our lifetime, by the mercies of God, we will dumbfound principalities and powers. We will raise men and women who indeed they have wisdom, like the heathen will say, the wisdom of the gods. You believe that? Say amen.
Amen.
Wisdom. Number four, blessed be the name of the Lord. The fourth way we enforce the will of God, the government of God in any territory, is through kingdom leadership and influence. My God, I wish I had time to work this. Kingdom leadership and influence. This is where the governmental, the political, and territorial relevance of the church lies. It's important that we understand that we have a component of this, and it must be represented in our territory. The kingdom leadership and influence, the governmental, political, and territorial relevance of the church depends on influence. Say influence. Let me define for you what influence is. Influence is the capacity to make men buy into your value system, into your convictions, without using force or cruelty. The kingdom advances on two wings. One is evangelism, The other is influence. If the church rejects kingdom influence, then we will be stunted as far as our impact is concerned. It's not enough to just pray for a believer to rise to, you know, the zenith of your profession, you know, the hem of affairs politically. We must also pray that they understand the dynamics of kingdom leadership and influence. This is where I bless God eternally for the gift of late Dr. Miles Monroe and for the mentorship that he provided in shaping our understanding towards kingdom leadership and influence. Everybody say influence. I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ that beginning from January up until this year, you will access the grace that hear ye him anointing that causes a generation to hear you, that hear ye him anointing that causes organizations to hear you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Number five, the fifth way we manifest the kingdom is through the display of the supernatural. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Oh, you can't beat this. Miracles, signs, and wonders. John 4:48. Jesus was speaking and he said, except you see miraculous signs and wonders, ye will not believe. We live in a world that is desperately in need of the supernatural. Believers, you are not called a life-giving spirit for nothing. There must be a manifestation of the God life, not just by professing it. You must demonstrate it here and now. You must import that spiritual reality and through your life manifest signs and wonders, the supernatural, the miraculous. It must become commonplace, not just in church. It must become commonplace in our homes. Are we together? In your office. That someone comes in and you can sense an attack from Satan and the person may not have the patience to listen to you. And you say, my brother, can you just hold my hands and let's stroll? And while you are holding his hands and strolling, he's not even aware of what you are doing because you are a life-giving spirit. You are transmuting life. And as you hold his hand, you can say, go back. And he's not even aware of what has happened to him. He will go back and find out the dream is gone. Every oppression is gone. Doors are just open because he contacted God in a man. Is someone learning now? Life-giving spirits. Life-giving spirits, that your words are not ordinary, they are not empty. Your hands are not ordinary, they are not empty. Nobody should shake you and go back and have a normal day. You don't have to be a preacher. It takes understanding. I made up my mind as a covenant with God that I will never have to meet anybody twice for his life to change. Twice. A handshake, good evening, your life remains the same, I will go for a retreat. And this is not just some preacher bragging. It's a consciousness. Hallelujah. When COVID came, now please don't feel bad if you caught COVID. Those who caught it, did they want it? When it came into their domain, it didn't even ask you whether you believed in it. It found its way through your nostrils and you became a victim of it. That's the kind of strength and energy you must carry as a life-giving spirit. That when you step into a territory, you don't just shout and say, I'm a Christian, and people get tired of you being a nuisance. No. Demonstrators of the God life. Hold your hands and look at it and say, I'm a life-giving spirit. Do that with understanding. Say, I'm a life-giving spirit. Yes, sir. When I speak, I expect things to shift. When I speak, I expect things to change. In the name of Jesus, you create realities in the lives of people. Everywhere there's darkness, God sends you. And as you show up there by the power of the Holy Spirit, the energy that you bring, you are like a transmission wire. You introduce divine realities. This is my mentality. I never go to a place thinking as a victim. No. It's not that I cannot. I've indoctrinated myself to not believe it as a possibility. It's true. Alantos kipranda kaparatus yata. The first Adam was a living soul, but the last Adam is made a life-giving spirit. A life-giving spirit. And as I'm speaking to you now, I'd like you to pay attention because we're soon going to go into prayer. I believe that as I'm speaking, there are some of you tonight. there will be a distribution of spiritual things, amen, graces, dimensions. Is someone learning now? This is powerful. I know what it means to be a life-giving spirit, not just because I read it in my Bible. When the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to me, you've heard my story. I was like a dead man on the floor. And then he stands before me and stretches his hands. I didn't hear him speak, but I heard what he was saying. That's when I found out that in the realm of the spirit, your mouth does not have to open for you to speak. No, it's a spirit communication. And he stretched his hand, and light, ladies and gentlemen, how I did not die is a question that I will ask him when next I see him again. By the mercies of God, that light entered into my spirit. And then a few years later, he would give me an instruction. He said, to every place, every city, and every nation I send you to, there must be someone in that meeting. The light that came from me to you must be transferred to those people. So when I say I'm a life-giving spirit, for me, it's not just a confession. I'm not trying to believe it. It's a stronghold in my mind. Imagine that the average believer carried this mentality. I'm not talking of just bragging. No. It's a settled reality. I'm a life-giving spirit. I'm a life-giving spirit. I'm a life-giving spirit. Don't be surprised when you get into the place of darkness. Who should be there? Who else should be there? Who else should be trusted? Don't say, why did I come into this family? Who else should be there? The definition of darkness is the world without you. The definition of darkness is your territory without you. Say, I'm a life-giving spirit. Listen. Don't waste the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Don't waste the ministry of the word. Don't just pray and fall down and stand up, dust yourself and say, now, this is my church mind. Now, let me just be myself. No, sir. Where the word of a king is, there is power. There is power. Power to heal. Power to change. Power to influence climates. Power. This is not the privilege of men of God. It's the inheritance of the saints in light. Is someone learning? My dear worship people, imagine that you carry the mic with this mentality. As you open your mouth, it says, my heart is indicting a good matter. Yea, I speak of excellent things. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You open your mouth, it's not a special number. It's the ministry of life. You are taking life from your altar and transmuting it to people. I believe with all my heart that this is the generation that will step into that dimension. Now, many people have stepped into it in types and shadows. In every generation, you find a few people somewhat like a sample to give witness that it was not God hindering it. But I believe that in mass, there is a generation who will step into that experience. That our coming to church will not just be like helpless believers coming to wait for one celebrity called a man of God. That men and women will carry that grace. Do you know, the more you grow, the more you minimize the temptations that destroy men of God. Provided you continue to exalt men in this godlike celebrity, that's why people keep falling and dying. The more you grow and access that life, you make the work easier. Because it reduces the basis for pride. Hallelujah. I cannot go to your village. I cannot go to your office. I may not know what is wrong with your family, but you can carry this grace, carry this anointing. You've heard me say it, I can fail alone, but me and God cannot fail together. No. I can't fail with God together. Reinhard Bonnke calls him the value factor. that he is zero, when he becomes one in front of you, what do you call that? When you add two zeros and put one in front, what does it become? So Reinhard Bonnke said, I came as a man with many zeros. So when he came in front of me, I became a number and a factor that could not be ignored. Let your spirit, spirit of wisdom, rest on me, rest on me. Let your spirit, spirit of wisdom, rest on me, rest on me. Oh, rest on me. Oh,
rest on me.
Oh, I want this point to become a stronghold in your mind. Say, I am a life-giving spirit. Say it again, I'm a life-giving spirit. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A life-giving spirit. Hold on. You know what it means to be a life-giving spirit? It doesn't just mean a healing spirit. No. The life of God is every component in God that if transmuted to a man, upgrades that man in experience to the God class. When we talk about life, is the factor that stops depletion, is the factor that stops failure, it stops degeneration. Are we together? So a life-giving healing does not just mean you are a healing evangelist. No, that's one aspect. A life-giving spirit is described best in Psalm 1, I believe. He shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaves does not wither, but whatsoever he doeth prospers. You must carry it as a consciousness. The wisdom of God is at work in me. Say, in the name of Jesus, I have the life of God. The wisdom of God is at work in my spirit. Say, the wisdom of God is at work in my spirit. I operate at the frequency of God's intelligence. The grace of God is at work in me. The power of God is at work in me. The life of God, like a river, flows through me. Like a river flows through me. Like a river flows through me. Come on now. Like a river flows through me. Like a river flows through me, bringing healing to nations, flows through me, bringing solutions, flows through me, bringing life, like the river that was in Ezekiel 47, that everything dead, as it encountered it, life came. Now listen, let me tell you this. Listen, 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 take it higher for me. Listen, do you know, while you are making this declaration of faith, I can tell you without prophesying what is happening in your mind. Satan will say, when you are done joking, come back to your normal self. But you see, he is the master of the sense realm. If you do not know how to tear off that veil and stand upon your liberty, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 18, it says, having their understanding darkened, by that darkness they are alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the blessed of the Lord
say so.
Let the lifted of the Lord
say so.
Let the anointed of the Lord
say so.
Not think so, not wish so, say so. Say so. The head and not the tail, above and not beneath, a sign and a wonder, a blessing to my generation. I'm teaching you how to enforce the kingdom. I'm teaching you God's dominion system. 1,000 shall fall by my right, 10,000 by my right side. None shall harm me. I am indestructible in partnership with the Holy Ghost. Going forward, making progress. I am the just. My path is as a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter. Someone, though my beginning be small, my latter end shall greatly increase. I am a sign and a wonder, bringing glory to the name of the Lord. I sense an anointing. Now here it comes. Shama makataba lakapara. Nation shall call me blessed. My words carry power. They redefine the destinies of men. In the name of Jesus, the glory of God is at work in my life. The glory that excels. The glory that excels. The glory that excels. In the name of Jesus, shining in the face of men, I am a blessing. Don't be silent. Don't be silent. We're already praying. The life of God is at work in me. I'm a living manifesto of the character of God. In the name of Jesus, Shabakata Prantas Katabelekata, Ebrakata Takata Pranta Katabrakata. I cannot hate. I walk by the law of love. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cannot hate. I walk by the law of love. The love of God is at work in me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you praying? Go ahead and pray. Breathe, Lord, breathe. Breathe, Lord, breathe. Breathe upon my life. Breathe, Lord, breathe. Breathe, Lord, breathe. Breathe upon my life. I receive, I manifest your power and your wisdom till the nations see Jesus lifted up, exalted. I receive, I manifest your power and your wisdom till the nations see Jesus lifted up. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Many years ago, please listen, I had a vision, and in that vision I saw a being stand before me. I'd not seen that kind of being. I've seen a lot of angels. I've seen Jesus. I've met the spirits of a few just men that have been made perfect. But this being is standing before me, and I'm wondering, what is this? What's going on here? And I'm shaking and vibrating and wondering, what is going on here? And then the Lord speaks to me and says, this is called the angel of the Lord's presence. He said he will walk with you. My understanding of that, I thought the angel of the Lord's presence was Jesus himself. And from that time, you see, let me tell you this, at the risk of sounding proud, when men come into a meeting, they don't just carry their Bibles and their bags, they come in with their atmospheres too. They come in with their altars, their atmospheres, and the possibilities that are contained in that atmosphere. And to the one whose heart is open, believe me, the next few minutes we are going to pray. I'm trusting tonight in the name of Jesus that in partnership with the graces here represented, there truly will be a deposit of divine things upon the life of a man. In the name of Jesus. That Wolfbeck for us will not just be a program that was well attended, great sermons, wonderful manifestations, and we go back into an ordinary year, dragging ourselves in anger, waiting for December in a hurry. No, sir, that does not look like a portrait of a champion. God gave you this year as a chance to allow his life one more time find expression through you. I came tonight to stir and to activate you. I came tonight to plant a holy anger and dissatisfaction. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me. When we speak like this, it is not that our sufficiency is in ourselves. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. It is because we are sent. Sent by God. Anointed by God. He says, when you enter a city, whoever receives you, let your peace rest upon him. It is of his fullness we have received. And freely, because we have received it, we give it freely. For the next minutes, and I'm so honored and thankful that, you know, I've been given an extended time, because we're going to pray. I'm going to pray for the sick, but then I'm trusting God that a mighty impartation. Some of you, the things you only saw in your dreams and your visions, in the name of Jesus tonight, by the message of God, we will give it life. Life, 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 that it begins to come to pass. I sense such glory in this place, such glory, such glory. The glory of God is in this place. The glory of God, the power of God is in this place. Aneka salaka kambragadina kaparadash. Kabra de geberantos kalikapash. Pray in the spirit for 1 minute. La shamanagadabada, the ministry of the spirit. Krapata barantas katabragatepeleketa. Shababalanta kabranda katos kapres. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who is by name Victoria? They call you Vicky. Victoria. They call you Vicky. I'm hearing that name in my spirit. We are going to pray very quickly. Victoria. I see that that lady is somewhere here. Victoria. Vicky. They call you in the spirit. Please, when you find, is there someone like that? Please don't, let's be orderly. Let's be orderly. I just felt stirred. Victoria. Who is that? I pray for you, my dear. There is a man here, you work in a tech company. This is the vision that I'm seeing. You work in a tech company. The Lord is ministering to me to speak Revelations 3 and verse 8 over your life. That the door is about to be set before you, that no man can shut. No man can shut. No man can shut. Bring two ladies and one gentleman that will shout loud right now under the anointing. Loud under the anointing. The power of God comes upon them. Bring them out. Please bring them here. Shamama shadina kaparatus kietavas. Branda sabalandos kobra haskebelegedea. Vicky, they call you Victoria. I want to pray for you. Hear what the Lord says, I should tell you. Remember ye not the former things. I'm praying for you, not consider the things of old. The power of God is coming on one of you. I just saw like fire just rest on one of you, and I declare the spirit that is back of these patterns, these repetitions around your life, in the name of Jesus and by the blood of the eternal covenant, we declare you severed from that experience. Severed from that experience. Severed from that experience. Severed from that experience. In the name of Jesus Christ. Abiodun, a Yoruba name, Abiodun. Someone with the name Abiodun. Abiodun, the hand of God is upon you. Abiodun, let me just pray for you quickly so we don't make this place rowdy. In the name of Jesus. My dear, lay your hand on your chest. I curse every demonic thing. In the name of Jesus, and I declare you free right now. Every blockade, I release you from it. You will not die. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. For all of you who have come for Victoria, I speak over you that in the name of Jesus Christ, the hand of God is strong upon you. Let seasons change in your life. In the name of Jesus, let seasons change for good in your life. In Jesus' name, please return to your seat. Who is Abiodun? Abiodun, I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. That's all right, don't worry. Usually can be multiple people, but I'll pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. You lost your loved one in November. Your loved one died in an accident in November. Who is that person? November. Your loved one passed on I don't know if he's a brother or so, from what I'm seeing. I just want to pray for you. The Lord says to rebuke the spirit of death. The Bible says, and to deliver them who through the fear of death have all their lifetime been subject to bondage. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Abiodun, by the power of the Holy Spirit, may your hands, I'm praying for you in the name of Jesus, every embargo stopping your hands from laying hold on that which God has already released, I speak over you by the power of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that what God says to one, he's saying to all? In the name of Jesus, what he says to one, he says to all. I call you possessors. 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 Whether it's a job, possessors. Whether it's an opportunity, possessors. In the name of Jesus, I release that grace upon you. Possessors. In the name of Jesus Christ. Melchizedek spoke a blessing upon Abraham and said, blessed be Abraham, son of the Most High. He called him a possessor. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you again that everything that has stopped you from laying hold on that which you have seen in the spirit, let grace be released upon you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Now, very quickly, the Lord is ministering to me to stir up prophetic anointings. I want you to listen to me. There is a desperate need for a restoration of authentic prophetic offices, authentic prophetic ministries. I want you to bring those people out, please. Whether you're an usher or not, the Lord is speaking to me. One of the things that has happened to me as I grow in the spirit is I don't waste my time getting involved in anything God is not saying and anything God is not doing. I always want to be in sync with what he's doing. But I stretch my hands. Let there be the wells of the prophetic. Right now, I decree and declare, every man and every woman that has a prophetic role to play as an office, as a gift, as an investment of the Spirit, receive it in the name of Jesus. Bring them out. I stir up that anointing. I help that man. I stir up that anointing. Shaprakata bakata. I stir up that anointing. And as the river flows, it begins to bring every dead thing to life. It's a life-giving river. Oh, let it flow right here, right now. Hey, as the river flows, bring them out. It begins to bring every dead thing to life. It's a life-giving river. Oh, let it flow right here, right now. Hear me. Again, I'm praying. Let there be a stirring of the prophetic. Let our men and women, you have seen it in your dreams. The eyes that see and the ears that hear, I impart it upon you. 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 Ta da 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 da. Hallelujah. Hear me. The Lord is ministering to me. There are some of you who found yourself walking in the gifts of the Spirit. God used to show you prophetic dreams. God used to show you things before they happen. But for some reason, it was withdrawn. Right now, I'm praying. Let there be a quickening of it right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Let there be a quickening, a quickening. A restoration,
of these graces, a restoration of these mantles, a restoration of these anointings in the name of Jesus.
Shabalana katabrandas, krakata brata kaparantos koto beregatesh, krapata beregate beregatash.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now hear me. The Lord is ministering to me and he's saying, rebuke the spirit of delay. Delay. Delay in advancement. I pray for you. I don't know how many of you are willing to receive, but I stretch my hands. Shabakatos ketebelekata, emprakata bekatebekata. Everything that looks like delay in your life, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I release you. Go forward. 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 Make progress. Help them go forward in the name of Jesus. Who is by the name Johnson? Is there someone with the name Johnson? Johnson, Johnson, you are entering a new season, you and your family. Johnson, Johnson, who is that? Come, just stand here. Let me prophesy over you in the name that is above all names. Between now and April, this is what God is saying. What God is saying to one, he's saying to all. I declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, step into a new season. A new season by the Spirit of God, where the old goes away and you step into your new. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Before Jesus returns, there is going to be a restoration of the healing ministry. Please listen carefully. Many have prophesied this. Now, the healing ministry is at work on earth, but in a measure that we have not seen, a restoration of healing mantles, healing graces. I have seen this many times from scripture by prophecy. And in my visions, many times. Let me pray. I don't know how many people who are in this place and they are part of this glorious army that will carry this healing grace. Let me stretch my hands. Spirit of the living God, I pray, from the front to the back, the left to the right, the men and women who must drink of this healing river, right now I pray for you, men and women, like Catherine Kuhlman, like MP Semple McPherson, like John T. Lake, let there be a restoration of the healing mantle. I speak over you. Take that anointing now. Take that grace now. Healing to the nations. Take that grace now. Healing to the nations. Take that grace now. Healing to the nations. Spirit, soul, and body, receive that grace. Receive that anointing in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. Let it be from the depth of your heart. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. You are receiving. Pray in the spirit. A deposit of spiritual things. Sababakata prantaga parantos katabagate, grakata praskatabagate. I impart grace upon you. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Man of God, pray. You are stepping into a new season. Following online, pray. You are stepping into a new season. a season of the Spirit, a season of power, a season of grace, a season of glory, where you become a demonstrator of the kingdom, a demonstrator, a validator, an enforcer of the kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. One of the ways we bring the body of Christ into maturity and stature is through the teaching ministry. When there is a bankruptcy of prophetic and apostolic teachers, there will be a serious problem as far as the spiritual growth and progress of believers is concerned. The Lord is stirring in my heart right now to release upon men and women that grace, the prophetic dimension of the teaching ministry, where you are not just teaching, you are an unveiler of mysteries. I pray for you, particularly if you're a minister of the gospel. Out of the little we have received from the Spirit, I stretch my hands to as many whose hearts are open, and in the name of Jesus I pray, let the grace that primes your understanding, the capacity to comprehend the mysteries of the kingdom, let it be released upon you now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For the next 5 minutes, I want to pray for the sick afterwards, but for the next 5 minutes, please find a believing neighbor. We are going to pray in the Spirit non-stop. We want to tap into that ministry of edification. Don't be distracted. For the next 5 minutes, if you can lay hands on someone, that's fine. Else, I'd like you to pray for the next 5 minutes. Everyone pray in the Spirit. Those who are following online, pray in the Spirit. Mighty things are happening here. Some of you, as you pray in the Spirit, the grace for prayer and supplication, a restoration of your prayer life, a restoration of your passion for prayer, prayer that produces power, prayer that produces results. Krakata branda gaparakatos kata bragate shababakata brantas katabat krakata brantas katabakate. Covenant Nation, pray. Warbeck, pray. Body of Christ, pray. We are receiving. Receiving. There are activations happening in the Spirit. Shababakata pratakata pakata pragate. Embratas katapranta kaparakatos. Legata prendas kaparakatos. Rakata bababakata pranta kaparakata. Shababalanta praskadagate. But ye beloved, building yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost, building capacity, praying in the Holy Ghost. Shabakata prantaka parakatas, leprakata prantaka parakata praskate. The Spirit is always willing, even if the flesh looks weak. The Spirit is always willing. Pray until you become. Pray until you ascend. Pray until you rise. Pray until you evolve. Shabaka prantas kapelagata. You are praying under the corporate anointing. There is a supply of grace. Pray. Shabata kapraskata pagate. Rakata pranta kapraskata gate. La praska banta praska barakata pranta gate. Rakata da 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 da. Embrantos koto prantos kabarakato sebrech. Shabakata prantas kata pragata pagate. Krakata babakata pranta kapraskata belagate. Embrantos kotoproska barantos kabate. Rakata praska banaka paranda katabrandagate. Braska pata braska ta brenda ke pereka te pereka tos. Mata braska paranta braska pereka tos. Rakata ta ta baka ta brenda ke pereka te. Rabaka ta brenda ke pereka tos. Shabaranto kates. One more minute you are praying. One more minute you are praying. Shabras kata bakata pranta kaparakatos. Lakata tata kata parakata parandakatos. Shabata pranta kapanta pras kata banta kaprakata. Life-giving spirits. Custodians of wisdom. Manifestos of the nature, the power of Christ. Pray in the spirit. You are a different man. You are changing. You are stepping into a reality in the spirit. You are tapping into a dimension in the spirit. Shababaka paragata bragata bakatos. Krapata prantas kata bragata bakata bragate. Shababaka prantes kata belegatos. Jesus' name we pray. Let me give you one prayer point and then I'll pray for the sick. John chapter 16 and verse 24. The Bible says Jesus was speaking. Please give it to us, media. It says, he that told, ye have asked nothing in my name. Then he says, ask and ye shall receive, that your joy might be full. I want you to know that we have a Father who loves us and that he's more than willing to grant you your desires that are consistent with his will. For the next 1 minute, I don't know what request you came here with. Please open your mouth and cry to the God of heaven. Open your mouth and pray. 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 Let grace rest upon you. Pray. Let the prayer answering God visit you. Don't be silent. It says, ye have not, because you ask not. Go ahead and pray. For someone is spiritual growth, a restoration of your prayer life, a restoration of your passion for God. Someone pray, you want to see the outworkings of his life and his grace to manifest richer in your life. Heavier weights of his power and his glory at work in your life, at work in your ministry. Someone pray that the wisdom of God will find expression. In Jesus' name we pray. Isaiah 58 and verse 8. Please place your hand where you are trusting God for a miracle. Isaiah 58 and verse 8. If there's any part of your body where you are trusting God for a miracle, now is your time. I'll do that very quickly. I want to end with prophetic declarations. I know the power of speakings, and I'm standing in faith with the angel over this house and all the graces that have visited this platform. I want to speak over you, but let's pray for the sick. The Bible says, then shall your light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. Thy health shall spring forth speedily. Jehovah Rapha, the one who heals. I want you to receive your healing right now. We may not have the time to take testimonies. I want to declare, but make sure
that you send in your testimonies after we pray. Let pastor, let the church know that it's been a mighty manifestation of the hand of God, and this and that are the miracles you have received. Let me pray for you. Place your hand by faith. If it's your eyes, place your hand there. If it's your ears, a part of your body, an organ failure. If you are standing in for someone, you can use their photo as a point of contact. And for those of you who are connected across the globe online, I'd like you to release your faith. Believe. We're about to pray right now. Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all, above all thrones and dominion, all power and positions. Your name stands above them all. Hallelujah. I want to pray for you. A lady will shout loud right now under the anointing to the hearing of everyone. Once that shout comes, the healing power of Jesus will begin to flow. Why God gives this sometimes as a sign, I honestly do not know. But this is the ministry of the Spirit. I pray for you right now. Now I begin to pray. Receive with me as you shout amen. In Jesus' name. In the mighty victorious name of Jesus. Now I decree and declare, every spirit of infirmity, every devil behind any sickness, any affliction, I decree and declare they lose their hold from off your life now. Amen. They lose their hold from off your body now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. I bring you life and healing. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I bring you life and healing. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Eye conditions, be healed right now. Ear conditions, be healed right now. Anyone who came here using an aid to walk, I declare strength to your limbs right now in the name of Jesus. Blood conditions, be cleansed, be made whole right now. A lady with the issue of blood is being healed. Whether it's your cycle or not, you have severe bleeding with pains. The power of God is touching you right now. Touching you right now. Migraine headache is being healed in the name of Jesus. A condition called gastritis is being healed right now in the name of Jesus. Pain along the right shoulder, I declare you healed right now in the name of Jesus. There's someone, your right eye keeps bringing out tears. Keep bringing out tears. It just becomes teary. In the name of Jesus, be healed right now. Be healed right now. A gentleman has a severe pain around your knee. I declare you healed right now. Healed right now. Healed right now. Healed right now. Every organ that is failed or failing, we declare that organ jacks back to life now. Kidneys, come back to life now. Lungs, livers, come back to life now. Heart palpitations, gone forever. In the name of Jesus. Now, whether I mention your case or not, there's a lady, you don't have cancer, but you have your hair falling. Your hair, significant portions of your hair fall when you are combing it. The Lord is asking me to speak to you. Healing comes for you right now. Amen. Healing comes for you right now. Amen. There's someone, it's like you've lost your ability to smell. You've lost your ability to smell. I speak over you. Whoever that is, let it be restored right now. I don't know the medical name, but I will tell you as it's been ministered to my spirit. A condition where you age faster than your true age. This is happening to a lady. People are beginning to ask you what is going on. You are aging faster than your normal age. But I pray for you. I bring you life. The grace that rested upon Naaman and caused his skin to become like that of a baby, let it rest upon you right now.
in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord is asking me to rebuke untimely death from a family. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, every plague of death looming around any family to bury your loved ones this 2026, we declare that program canceled now. Canceled now. Canceled now. Canceled now. For someone, here's a prophetic word for you. You will say before everybody this year, you have turned my mourning to dancing. And you have turned my sorrow to joy. God will turn your mourning to dancing and turn your sorrow to joy. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me pray for those who are trusting God for jobs, trusting God for something to do. Now, it is true that God can assist a man to advance his destiny. Hallelujah. And whilst we need a lot of vacancies for people to get jobs, and better still, we need entrepreneurs. The house of God is a place of possibilities. It's impossible to say God cannot give a man a job. Then he should not be called God. He cannot help men. He's called Ebenezer, the stone that helps men. I pray for as many who believe that in the name of Jesus, between now and the first quarter of 2026, may my God, who is the helper of men, who is the lifter of men, may he surprise you in the name of Jesus. May my God give you an honorable job. May my God quicken your mind. Some of you will start your own businesses, and by the end of the year, you will be employing others. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at me. Can I pray for your finances? Do you believe God helps men? I need to know so that I know whether you are receiving or not. Now, let me tell you this, and I say it respectfully speaking. Be careful when you say finances does not need prayer. I understand those who say that, and I know what they mean to say, but be very careful. Hallelujah. It is not hinged entirely on prayer, but I want you to know that in prayer, God can quicken the understanding of a man. In prayer, God can draw the relationships that you leverage upon to prosper. You may have heard me say, there are times that your boat is right. There are times your net is right. There are times your skill is right. There are times the timing is right. You will still not catch fish. That was the case with Peter. Everything was right, but he did not catch fish. At that point, you need the supernatural. Now, praying over finance is not a license to be lazy and to not be productive. I told you the value of prophetic speakings and the anointing is that it comes upon a life that is determined to be responsible. Is someone learning now? But let me speak over your life. I don't know about you, but I'm a product of the help of God. God helps men. Don't forget that. Uzziah prospered marvelously. He prospered because he was marvelously helped of God. God can help a man. To help does not mean to replace your responsibility, but you can be assisted by God. If you ask me to lift this with one hand, it may be difficult. But if another person comes, you are helping me. My effort is still there, but you are providing an advantage. I pray for you. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, and in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, I speak over someone here, the power to prosper. The grace that causes men to have extraordinary understanding, translating to extraordinary value-adding solutions. Receive it in the name of Jesus. By mercy, I connect you to the helpers of your destiny. Men and women ordained by God to hold your hands and to help you rise. May you find them this year. May they find you this year, to the glory of the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me pray for your prayer life. I cannot end without praying over your prayer life, your word study life. You are as powerful as your prayer life. You are as powerful as your understanding of scripture. You are as powerful as your passion for the things of God. An attack on your prayer life is an attack on your destiny. An attack on your word study life is an attack on your efficiency. I pray for you. May the fire upon your prayer altar never go down. May the fire on your prayer altar never go down. Covenant Nation, you are blessed. Wolfbeck, you are blessed. The body of Christ, you are blessed. The body of believers, you are blessed. In the name of Jesus, through your life, the influence of the King will permeate Lagos, permeate Abuja, permeate Ibadan, permeate Kenya, permeate South Africa. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I decree and declare, this year 2026, may it be different for you. Let it be a year full of glory. Let it be a year full of power. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can you shout a sevenfold amen? Let's go. 2, 3, 4, 6. Rejoice and give Jesus praise. Rejoice and give Jesus praise.